Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know you want to talk some defense, Cordell.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot going on in the defense. We kind of just talked on some of the guys. Isaiah Likely on the one side, Kyle Hamilton, you know, the first pick this year. He's a guy that everybody has their eye on right now. And it's been an up and down camp for him. And, you know, which is expected. He's a rookie it's very, very normal. You know, he's coming in learning a new defense. He's asked to do a lot. I think that this is a guy that we're going to see once he finally is fully involved. I think he's going to be one of the more moved around defenders in all of football. He's very versatile.
Can we dead this, right? You know, and it was funny how he made jokes about the video that came out of him getting burned big time in practice. Kyle Hamilton is not going to play that role. Let's be clear, okay? That's not what they're going to probably ask him to do much. So
yeah, he's not going to be a man-to-man type of guy often.
Exactly.
I will say he's gotten better at that. He and Isaiah Likely have been matched up a lot in the drills, and Isaiah Likely, you know, pretty much ate his lunch quite a few times last week.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, he didn't even ask. He just took it. He just took it a couple times. I'm not going to lie. Isaiah Likely's a beast, though. I want to point that out. This isn't a scrub. Isaiah Likely's a beast. But Kyle Hamilton, to his credit, he had a day last week where I thought was easily his worst day of camp. It was the worst I've seen of him since he's put on a Ravens helmet. And what I loved about that was ever since then, I truly believe he's gotten better and better every day of practice since then, to where on Monday he had his best day of camp. He finished it with an interception off Tyler Huntley and returned it about 30 yards down the field before getting tackled. I don't know how much Harbs loved that, but you know, everybody got up. It was all good. But this is a guy who at one day last week where he had his worst day, his body language was so poor. It wasn't just that he was getting beat, because that happens. A lot of these guys are getting beat. It's, you know, it's one-on-ones. It's a drill that's really meant for the receiver anyway. But it was just the fact that his body language was so bad. He looked like he was feeling sorry for himself. And, you know, I think people take for granted the fact that some of these guys, a lot of these guys, especially guys like Kyle Hamilton, who was drafted in the first round, they're coming from situations where they're used to being the best player on the team. Hell, even the best player in their conference or in the game, you know, and now Kyle Hamilton's here where he's not even the best player on the defense right now, you know, so it's an adjustment for him. And I really liked how I've seen him respond. He's engaged. On Monday when I seen him, you know, out there, he's talking. That was the most vocal I had seen from him at playing the safety position. So if you're going to be vocal, that means you're confident in what you're seeing. You have more of a feel of the defensive scheme, and you're able to call stuff out. So that's a good sign. I think Kyle Hamilton is a guy that we can expect to see play on Thursday night. You know, while he's a first round pick, he's not a guy that is in a situation right now where it's like, oh, we know what we have in him, or he's comfortable right now. No, he's a rookie. He's out there. Trayvon Walker was the number one pick in the draft, right, and he played in a Hall of Fame game.
That's right.
So, you know, he's going to be out there, and I'm excited to see what he does. I don't know if the Ravens aren't going to show their hand as far as to show what they complete, how they expect to completely use him, but it'll be good to see him in the game and see, because some of these guys are gamers. Not everybody's a practice guy. So you want to see how he responds in the game, because there's certain things that I saw in his college tape that I think he's been hesitant to show in practice simply because they're not hitting. There's not much contact, because right, a lot of what he does is physical. He's a physical right guy. So I want to see him bring that to the game on Thursday night. I'm really excited to see him, as well as a couple of these rookies. Pepe Williams, he's flashed quite a few times to me at the corner position. Jalen Armour Davis, Travis Jones, defensive tackle in the middle. He's going to be relied on heavily this year, I think, to be that interior pass rush, specifically on pass rushing situations. So I think he's going to play a lot, because we're not going to see Calais Campbell. We're probably not going to see Justin Madubuike or Michael Pierce, or Brent Urban, now that I think about it. So, I mean, somebody's got to play. Somebody's got to play. The Ravens are in a situation where they have a lot of veterans on their team. So it's going to give the opportunity for all of these young guys to play these preseason games, which I'm excited to see.
My concern is, and please tell us, because you are always at the practices, so you get to see a little bit more than, you know, meets the eye. My concern is the pass rush. What are the Ravens going to do in a situation of the pass rush? You did mention that they do have veterans. A lot of those guys, you know, are either on the defensive line or they're playing linebacker situations. Tyus Bowser, obviously, is still recuperating from his injury in week 17, so we don't have him there to help with that. That is my biggest concern for this defense. Are you going to pressure the quarterback, particularly outside the tackles? Because I do think that you have the guys that can add pressure up the middle, which is great, right?
Right.
You do want that. But are there guys on the outside that can still add to what the guys on the inside can do? And so far, what have you been able to see?
Well, I'm going to be honest. The pass rushing has been, how can I put it? It hasn't been as consistent as you want it to be. So what I have noticed is that the offensive line, when it comes to the passing situations, they are giving really good pockets to these quarterbacks, really all of them. Now, there have been some pressures here and there from guys like Oway and Houston, and even Michael Pierce is gotten a lot of interior pressure, and he's known as a run stopper. That's the thing with this Ravens D line. They've got a bunch of run stoppers. Michael Pierce, Calais Campbell, Justin Madubuike, Brent Urban, a lot of run stopping guys. And the Ravens are always one of the best in the league defensively against the run, which you have to. You talk to any defensive coordinator, they'll tell you, you got to stop the run first. But after that, you need to be able to get to the pass. Now, the Ravens have a great secondary, especially once Marcus Peters comes back. I think it'll really complete this secondary. But it doesn't really matter how good your coverage is if you don't have anybody to get to the quarterback. You'll be able to get a couple of coverage sacks, no question. But any quarterback in the league will tear you up if they got 5 seconds in the pocket to survey the field. You know what I'm saying? So I think that I've been impressed with Oway this year. I think Oway has flashed. He's shown that he has other pass rushing moves. Justin Houston, who I think was – I don't think Justin Houston got enough credit for how good he was last year. I'm not saying he was great. The sack total definitely wasn't what you want to see from a guy who's a career – you know, who's made a career of sacking the quarterback. But he was around the quarterback quite a bit. His pressures were there. He just couldn't finish the play, couldn't get to the quarterback completely.
And also rotations didn't really allow him to play as much in terms of snaps that maybe, you know, he had previously. So there's that. But
exactly. I agree. Yeah. And I mean, you want to be able to wreak havoc. A lot of these quarterbacks, you want to be able to just move them off their spot and set up, you know, one of your other guys to come in and clean up the play. And I think Justin Houston did a lot of that last year. So I think it's a good thing that he's back. I think it helps Adafe Oway. And really, when we look at this Ravens pass rush, I think the word that comes to mind is patience, because the pass rush, a lot of the guys who are going to be focal points of this pass rushing group are not here. David Ajabo, their second round pick this year, he's a guy that if he returns this year, it's not going to be until the back end of the season.
I don't want that to happen, man. Listen, don't force it.
Definitely don't force it.
Young man, heal, get him ready for next year. Listen, an Achilles is nothing to play with. And everybody, look, everybody can't be the running back out at the LA Rams. Everybody can't come back the way that he did as fast as he did. And so, look, we already have a situation with Tyus and an Achilles, right? And I'm not trying to rush that either, because that literally happened the last game of the season. And that was January. And then what happened to Ajabo was what, April? So let that man rest. Let him get healthy. Please don't put that man out there.
Definitely don't rush him.
Do not rush it. I understand that you guys need some pass rush, because you do. The Ravens definitely could use as much help as they can from a pass rush perspective. I just don't want it to prematurely bring a guy back who may be at 85%, but really that's an injury that you want to be 100% and being, you know, completely healthy from. Please don't do it.
And you also have to remember that just because we see them back on the field does not mean that these guys are back to 100%. I mean, the mental aspect of recovering from the injury is just as important as the physical. You know, they can be physically back to where they want to be, but mentally they have to know that they can plant that leg and everything is okay, or they can still have that burst, or, you know, get hit and get back up. You know, it's a lot of it is mental, and being able to have the confidence that you can be your usual self without having to worry about the injury. That said, a little birdie, you know, has kind of told me that Tyus Bowser could be back way quicker than any of us anticipated.
Very possible. You know, shout out to Stone, Cam Akers. Thank you, Stone. Because I knew what he played for. I knew a position.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a quick brain for it, because he's not in the flock, so don't sue me. But listen, if Tyus comes, because he literally was in a shoe, Cordell, very early. Like, I remember checking on him and asking, hey, how you doing? And he was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm in a shoe. And I was like, already? I mean, it was very what I would consider to be premature. So I am not surprised that he is potentially ahead of schedule, because he has been ahead of schedule literally since this whole process has began.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Tyus Bowser, I mean, and he's been out there. He's been out there quite a bit at camp and around the people. People don't even notice him. He's been sitting in the stands
for those of you watching.
Yeah, definitely is. I mean, people out there might not even realize that they've been sitting watching training camp with Tyus Bowser. You know, it's just this big, strong dude sitting next to me, and they didn't even realize it. But yeah, I mean, I'm not holding my breath on it by any means, but you know, that's definitely something to watch out for. Tyus Bowser bouncing back a little earlier than expected. So I think that that's just the case with this pass rush right now. It's a lot of wait and see. Now, if we're talking about the guys that they have out there, I think, to be honest with you, I know Mike McDonald's the new defensive coordinator now, taking over for Wink Martindale. But I would say that I think that this defense is going to look a lot like the defenses we saw with Wink. There's going to be a lot of pressure, a lot of exotic blitzes. I think it's going to be what I like to call controlled aggression, responsible aggression here. You know, I don't think we're going to see a lot of cover zero blitzes, especially in situations where you have DBs that you just picked up off the street I don't think we're going to see them running a lot of cover zero blitzes in that instance. Yeah, that can't happen. I think they ultimately cost Wink his job, to be honest with you. I think Wink not being able to adjust to all the injuries they had last year, I think that ultimately ended up costing him his job. So I think we're going to see a lot of the wrinkles that we saw with Wink. And I think that when they do blitz, they're going to get pressure. Patrick Queen is a very good blitzer. I think that's the best trait he has, is able to come downhill and play in the backfield. He's a fast guy, and he's a straight just react kind of player. So when he's able to actually make the tackle, because he struggles with tackling, but when he does make the tackle, Patrick Queen can look like a really good player. So I would look for him to be a guy that is heavily involved in this pressure group, because he's going to be asked to blitz quite a bit, as well as these nickel corners, as well as these safeties like Kyle Hamilton. He's going to have a lot on his plate as well. So I think it's going to be a group effort when we look at this pass rushing group, because the Ravens just don't have a guy right now that they can just say, go get him, and he go gets him.
Completely agree. The one and only Cordell Woodland giving you updates from training camp, ladies and gentlemen. There every single day, watching your favorite players.
I'm in the heat for you. I'm in the heat for all of y'all out there, man. It's 100 degrees. I'm sweating it out just for y'all. Just for y'all.
We appreciate you. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. I hope so.
Inaugural podcast.
It was good.
I think.
I thought it was pretty good. Nice, simple, sweet. We had some jokes. We had some informative stuff. I don't think you can ask for much more. I can't wait for the second one.
Absolutely. So, yes, I love you for doing the hard work, for going out there, because I ain't going to do it every day. Sorry, y'all. Right. I just can't do it because I almost died the last time we were out there.
I don't blame you.
Had like 4 Gatorades. Shout out to the Ravens. But yeah. I need us more than the blue ones, okay?
Because they got the assortment. They got the reds. Oh, they got the lemon lime. It's a new week. It's all new now. We good. All right.
Ooh, that's perfect. So if you see Cordell out there, please say hello to him. He's cool. The kids love giving him high fives. Like,
right. One dude called me CD Lamb last week. One of the kids was yelling at me, CD Lamb. Like, I wish.
Exactly. So remember, if you like what you're hearing or even love it, remember to subscribe to the Winning Drive podcast feed. Remember to share it with your friends, your family, because this is all Ravens all season long.
Yes, all season long. And we'll have more episodes coming once we get into the season. We'll up it and put out more content throughout the week, but we'll definitely keep you well up to date as we go through training camp and preseason all the way up to week one, September 11th in New York.
So till next time.
We out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.